morning on 2FM.
2FM. Okay, time for movies on the big screen. That means Paul Whittington. Tell me something, Paul.
Gemini Man is Will Smith's latest film. I was thinking when I was reviewing this for the paper, he's funny, Will Smith. Like, he's been famous for a very long time, but try and think of your favourite Will Smith film. He's kind of very all things to all people and a bit sort of homogenous and bland.
I think of Men in Black, which I don't like at all, yeah. And I think of Bad Boys, which I absolutely detest, all of those movies.
Yeah, so he was in Ali and he was quite good in that. Oh, but yeah. that film was tailor-made for him. He probably should have done more comedy than he has, because that's what he's reasonably
good
at.
And he did that one recently where he was an Indian kind of doctor in the concussion movie about American sports, the name of which I can't
remember. He did, which was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as
And he was in Aladdin, of course. But you see what I mean? He's kind of like, he's just had this career where, you know, it's not easy to pick out great performances like that, and yet on he goes in this
I Am Legend, I remember. Anyway, go on.
I Am Legend, and this film, there's two of them,
right? Is that a bad thing?
Well,
it's not a great thing.
It's not a uniformly great thing. This idea for this film has been knocking around since the mid 1990s, apparently, to the extent that Tom Cruise or Stallone or Schwarzenegger were originally supposed to.
Do you know something? It sounds like a movie Schwarzenegger made 30 or 40 years ago.
Yes, it does. And it also kind of, well, I wouldn't say looks like one, it seems like one. The effects are the big deal with this picture. The idea is Will Smith is this sort of government marksman assassin, and he's very good at it. He's the best there is. But he's growing tired of it. He has a conscience, and he wants to retire. So he, in his last job, he takes out this guy going in a high-speed train from Paris to Amsterdam, takes him out 2 miles away or something like that, and then he retires to fish in Georgia. But he's not at peace for long. Someone tries to assassinate him, and he and this other agent who he's befriended, who's played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who's a better actor than this film is, they try to find out what happened. But he's stalked all the time by this assassin who seems to be able to second-guess him, and is extraordinarily good. And the reason is,
I can
it's
hear
him.
What you're saying. Yeah,
it's him, except 30 years younger, and he was cloned, Dave, by this very nasty senior agent who is played by Clive Owen, who seems to play these kind of villains these days, and that's the idea. The interesting thing, if you can say it's interesting about the film, is that they use this de-aging process, which we'll shortly, everybody's talking about to do with The Irishman, which we'll shortly see, so that it's Will Smith playing another Will Smith 30 years ago or whatever. And insofar as they go, the effects are reasonably good until you get up close, and then it all looks a bit kind of, there's a lacking of elasticity or whatever
it is. But this de-aging thing they're talking about, it's astonishing, isn't it? It does seem to, but they're talking in terms of The Irishman, that's like as though it's Scorsese with his usual bunch 30 years ago.
Yeah, I remain to be convinced that this is an example of what we're going to get. This film's problems are not technical, although I wasn't in love. There's a faster, Ang Lee directed, it's a faster frame per second rate he used, and that's supposed to increase 3D. I don't know about all that, but the effects are okay, but it's a very silly film. Like, you never really are able to believe it, and it's if I had rented this in, you know, 1995, I wouldn't have gone back to the shop and complained. But it's not 1995.
Sometimes those kind of movies which used to be made aren't being made anymore, and you kind of like them when they are. In fact, I'm just trying to think. There was one Will Smith movie that I quite liked, and mainly because of the movie more than him, probably. It was with Gene Hackman, and he gets the thing put in his pocket by accident.
I've suddenly forgotten the name, but I know what you mean. That was good.
And they don't make movies like that too much anymore.
I remember that film.
Maybe I wouldn't be against Gemini Man, but I know what you mean. Yeah. Maybe, and these movies are meant to be kind of silly anyway, aren't they?
Perhaps not as silly as this one is.
Okay, fair enough, right. Anyway, all right, Gemini Man is Will Smith and Will Smith are the two actors.
Yes, starring Will Smith and Will Smith.
Okay.
So a not silly film at all is A Bump Along the Way, which was made by Shelley Love and Brona Gallagher stars. And I thought this was really very good, actually, and Brona Gallagher's just great in it. She plays Pamela, who's this sort of 40-something single mother who's out in the town in Derry one night, and she hooks up with this young fella. And 6 weeks later, she finds out she's pregnant. She's surprised because the first time she got pregnant with her daughter, who's now a teenager, it wasn't that easy for her. Everyone's surprised. Nobody's thrilled, particularly her daughter, Allegra, the teenager, who's actually she's kind of socially anxious, and this is not good news. It's a small town. She's going to get slagged in school. So this brings up a lot of old sort of ghosts in their relationship, but they are very close, almost painfully close. And as the time of the birth gets nearer, Pamela, who's always been a bit of a doormat, very pleasant person, but a bit of a doormat, starts to assert herself. It's very nicely done. Lola Pettigrew plays Allegra, and it's not a two-hander, there are other people involved, but the two of them are great together. Really like this one.
Okay, A Bump Along the Way with Brona Gellar. Yes. Okay, that's Shelley Love, is it?
Yeah, Shelley Love, okay. Exactly, yeah.
Based in Derry?
Based in Derry, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is the place to base things at the moment.
Okay, what about The Day Shall Come?
The Day Shall Come, Chris Morris, you will remember very well. Brass Eye, The Day Today. Yeah. Everybody thought, particularly in Britain, thought he was just just wonderful, the satirist. And they were very brave programmes. They were very funny. They were very extremely dark. Yeah. I probably don't think they'd get on the television now, actually. But he's knocked around. He's done a bit of acting. He's done a bit of writing. He made Four Lions, which I think you probably saw, you, in 2010? Yeah, at least he had the nerve to do it, to poke fun at these homegrown jihadis from Manchester, you know, wherever, who just are ludicrous and should be laughed at. So that was okay, that film was sort of hit and miss. This explores a kind of analogous theme, and it's really about how the agencies, the various agencies in America, needed villains after 9/11, and sometimes would look under any stone to find them. And this, under one particular stone, they find this guy called Moses Al-Shabazz, who's played by Marshawn Davis, he's harmless, really. He talks about, revolution and terrorism. He's actually harmless, and he may, in fact, be mentally ill. He has a horse. And yet he's viewed as a threat by this FBI unit, and they decide to involve him in a sting involving arms, which is really quite cruel. This film has good actors in it. It has Anna Kendrick in it. Somebody should one day explain to me why Anna Kendrick is not in everything. She's a brilliant singer. She's very funny. She's a sort of charming person. She just doesn't seem to get into the right stuff.
What do you call that one? She does 1, 2, and 3, being in school and singing.
Pitch Perfect. They're actually very funny, those films. They're very funny.
Yeah. And she was in that one with George Clooney about flying.
She was.
Flying miles.
Up in the air.
Up in the air, yeah.
Dennis O'Hare is in this as well, who I really like. But it's a strange kind of film. It's kind of a meandering. It's sort of toothless as a satire. It doesn't really pick its target and aim at it. It feels like it's been
cut the wrong way.
Yeah, it does, to be honest.
So
it's
probably
suspiciously
more.
Short.
Some of the best scenes are on the cutting room floor.
Well, maybe they are, but this just doesn't work for me as a film.
The Day Shall Come is what it's called. Chris Morris satire. Well, it is satire, yeah.
It is,
as usual.
Is.
Okay, anything else?
Abominable.
Oh, that's the cartoony one.
Yeah, and it's rather sweet, actually. A lot of Chinese money involved in this film, I would guess, and it's set in Shanghai, and this teenager called Yi, she's mourning the death of her father, and she's working 6 jobs to try and save money to go on this trip across China they were going to do together, when she finds a Yeti on her roof. And it's a big white creature cowering in the corner. It sees scientists took it from the Himalayas, Dave, and she decides to take it back. So it's kind of like a road movie. It's charming. It's sometimes it looks a little bit generic, but it's very nicely animated, and it's a kind of lovely story with the now obligatory underlying environmental message.
Right, but it's possible there could be an abominable tour where she brings the Yeti back to the town. No.
This feels like a one-off to me, but I liked it, though.
All right, abominable thumbs up for what it is. Go on, anything else?
Is there any such thing as a one-off, though, anymore? Yeah, this, Bait, this is a film, I think only the IFR are showing it. I really love this film, but I don't know if it'll be for everybody, but I thought it was great. It was shot on, it's British film, filmed in Cornwall. There are echoes of Brexit in a sort of oblique way. It was filmed on 16mm in black and white, handheld, and it would make you think you're watching something from the early 60s, or because the soundtrack sometimes floats free of what you're watching. But it's a really clever little film. It's set in a Cornish village where this fisherman, these two fishermen were forced to sell their family cottage to these people from London, who arrive down with the Range Rover is full of stuff from Sainsbury's and don't buy anything locally. Everybody hates them, and they're right. And tensions brew between the locals and the Londoners, and it's kind of about it. Just at first, you think it's a little drama, and then it becomes this sort of psychodrama about the soul of England or something. It's very clever stuff. I really liked it an awful lot. But as I say, you have to like shaky handheld 16mm black and white.
Okay, well, we're just looking at Paul.
So you have to be me.
At Paul here, so yeah, exactly. So thumbs up. His two thumbs are up for bait.
Yeah.
Abominable works for what it is, especially kids will love it, I presume. The day shall come, she'll be better. A Bump Along the Way is very good. Brian Gallagher with the Shelley Love movie. And Gemini Man, not really. But, you know, if you want to go back to 95 and haven't seen something that you've rented out of extra vision for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you like Will Smith, that kind of thing, it might bring you back. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and by the way, you're finally watching Succession.
I finally am.
I can't believe this weekend is the last programme in season two, because I don't think I can wait another year for season three.
Yeah.
Greatest thing of the last 10 years.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's very funny.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Dave.
From the Indo, Paul Winnington. Thanks.
Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.